My name is Elizabeth San, and I'm a senior director at Jack Shaman Gallery in New York. It was such a privilege working with such a legendary artist. Probably our first interaction was them, Susan and Barclay, standing at the front desk, and Barclay probably taking a picture of my heels. I wore very high heels back then when I cared to. He probably took a picture of my shoes before saying hi. He could not be bothered with the art market. It lived completely outside of what he was interested in. It was contrary to a lot of the things he was interested in. He knew he was a painter, and to live as a painter, you have to sell your paintings. And I think he knew it was a necessary evil, but he did not like that aspect of being an artist. We talked about it a lot. I think a lot of the times his self-portraits were when he was most playful. What a lot of people overlook is the convenience of having yourself as a model. If you have an idea, you can just do it because you're there. You're available. You don't have to direct someone. Like in Slick, it's a joke about himself. It's a joke his sister made to him. And he was like, oh yeah, maybe I am Slick. And that's true with, I think, all of his self-portraits. They're very tongue-in-cheek. They're little private inside jokes. They're beautifully painted, so people can engage with them on that level. But also, there are these little jokes and little Easter eggs hidden in them that people can have a deeper interaction with. Barclay was never concerned about what people thought about him or about his art. I think he always thought that if people didn't get it, then they didn't get it. Maybe they'll get it later. But the art is what it is. I think he was into personal fashion as his own way of expression, too. But I don't think he cared what people thought of how he looked, how he dressed. It was just for himself. And his paintings were just for himself, too.